this lifestyle that you have built, it's a promise to your family.
Yeah.
We came from nothing. When my wife and I first got together, we had less than $30 in our bank account. And then we built all these great things together, had businesses, all these great things. That's my promise to my family.
Right.
So knowing as an entrepreneur, one of the most difficult and most challenging businesses to get into to make it successful is the restaurant business.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really, I mean, look at all the studies, look at all the statistics.
Yeah.
It is one of the most challenging businesses to get in.
Yeah.
But you know what? My wife looked at me one day and she said, listen, look at all these businesses and look at all these leadership positions that you've had.
Yeah.
She's like, have you ever failed? I'm like, no. She's like, did you work your ass off for 2 or 3 years? Yeah. Then were you in a position that you were really, really happy? And I said, yeah. She's like, you can do it again.
Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales, but the reality is it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is attention equals dollars. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars. Welcome back to the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. I'm your host, Luke Nestler, where each week we come to you and we teach you how to get attention and how to turn that attention into revenue for your business. What do you do in marketing? What do you do with sales? How do you grow and scale a business? How do you start a business, actually make it successful? The nice thing about this show, the concept of this show, is I bring my expert friends to you, those that have done it, those that have gotten attention and have built successful businesses so that you can take away bits and pieces, golden nuggets to build your business today. I'm excited to have my friend, my client, Tyson Oakman from Smoke and Bear Barbecue. Now, normally, Tyson, we don't have everybody in the studio. It's been rare. We've had a couple of guests in the studio. Then the unique thing about Tyson is you're located just down the road from Impact Media. You came to us because I played football in high school with cousin or...
Nope. He'd be my wife's nephew, but he's my business partner.
Awesome. So good friend of mine, Sean Snyder, relative of Tyson's, and that's how we got connected. Yep. And literally what was... It was less than 4 months ago.
It was in December.
So, yeah. I mean, it was it was this year, essentially, that... Your business did not exist.
Nope.
Now you came in, you got the team all excited, you've launched, you've had a successful few months, and you're already growing into the next thing. So tell everybody about Smoke and Bear, where it came from, and then we'll kind of keep the conversation going from there.
Okay, well, Smoke and Bear Barbecue, we are located in Bridgeport, West Virginia, which is about 40 miles south of Morgantown. Barbecue's been a passion. Barbecue's been a passion for me and my wife and my family for the past 9 years. See, we don't come from a generational family that has barbecue recipes, barbecue this, barbecue that. What we had done is we'd made barbecue in the garage every weekend. Mm. And we just, the passion that we have for barbecue, it just grew over time. And then all of a sudden, as our passion for barbecue grew, we developed our own recipes for everything that we do. So everything that we have in our restaurant, it's all of our recipes. Now, you always have a starting point on your recipes. You know, you do some Google researches, you do this, you do a lot of your research. Then once you get that base formula down on a recipe, then you go ahead and tweak it, perfect it, make it the way that you like it, and all that good stuff. So we've been in the barbecue business for about 9 years at home, but we opened on March 29th of this year.
So it started what was a passion.
Yeah.
But you had a day job that really paid the bills.
Yes.
Now, talk to me about what industry did you come from?
So I came from the insurance industry. So I was with a major insurance company for the last 16 years. For the last 8 years, I was a corporate executive.
When did you realize that, you know what, I want to take this from a garage passion project to, you know, honey, we're going to make this our life. And your wife's all in on it as well. That's what
she
I think. So every time I've gone in there and we, before the restaurant was there, we met at your house.
Yep.
She's right there with you. I mean, and now she's at the line. When did that go from I'm gonna quit what I'm doing, you're gonna stop what you're doing, and we're gonna make this thing a reality?
So I would say we started seriously talking about it 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we started talking about it, and Sean and I would talk from time to time. I'm like, listen, we need to do this barbecue thing. You know, we do catering jobs for our friends, we do parties, we do this and that and the other, and everybody loves the barbecue. So he and I had joked for the last 2 years. And so in the last 2 years, from time to time, I would spend some time on a business plan. I started writing out my vision, what I wanted everything to look like, meet vendors, food purveyors, the whole nine yards, just designing this entire thing out. Well, it was probably about, I don't know, 8-10 months ago when I went to Sean. I'm like, hey, we need to do this barbecue thing. He's like, yeah, I know we will. We've been talking about it for about last 18 months, right? And then he looked at me, he was serious as a heart attack, and he goes, I'm serious, man. He was like, I'm really, really ready to do this. Well, living in the corporate world, it's very easy to get, when you're in the corporate world and you climb that corporate ladder, mm-hmm. my passion was always to be in corporate life, to climb that ladder,
yeah.
to become a vice president, to yeah. do all these great things.
Right, right.
But what I was not prepared for is as you climb that ladder, the air gets very, very thin.
Mm.
It can become suffocating.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't good for me.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't good for my family life. It wasn't good for my health. I think I've got a great business mind. I got a great entrepreneurial spirit. But
you realize that wasn't the right path.
No, my life was draining.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a stranger in my own house.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 13-year-old daughter that didn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how in the hell can I fix this? My passion is barbecue. And I've been working on a business plan for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Why the hell not?
So was it that... You knew you wanted to do it all this time, but what was keeping you from doing it and taking action was just the fear of what if. I mean, you've got a nice house, you live in a beautiful town. Was that what was keeping you back?
Absolutely. Because you got to think about it. You built a lifestyle, right. And you built this lifestyle, and this lifestyle that you have built, it's a promise to your family.
Yeah.
We came from nothing. When my wife and I first got together, we had less than $30 in our bank account.
Mm.
And then we built all these great things together, had businesses, all these great things. That's my promise to my family.
Right.
So knowing as an entrepreneur, one of the most difficult and most challenging businesses to get into to make it successful
mm-hmm.
is the restaurant business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at all the studies, look at all the statistics.
Yeah.
It is one of the most challenging businesses to get in.
Yeah.
That data, that statistic. But you know what? My wife looked at me one day and she said, listen, look at all these businesses and look at all these leadership positions that you've had.
Yeah.
She's like, have you ever failed? I'm like, no. She's like, did you work your ass off for 2 or 3 years? Yeah. Then were you in a position that you were really, really happy? And I said, yeah. She's like, you can do it again.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's so key. And so I'm going to be married a year this month. Some of my greatest mentors, some of the things that I've learned the most from them are watching their spouses
mm-hmm.
and how it doesn't matter if they say they're going to run straight into that fire, that spouse is right behind them saying, all right, you're going to make it out the other side.
Right.
And what you're telling me is that, you know, you've been held back by the fear of what if for all those years. And one of the final things that gave you that all right, I'm going to do this was your wife. And like I said, every time that we've met, when I've been to the restaurant, yeah. when my team's been down there to create your marketing content, she's been right there with you
yep.
grinding and busting her ass on the same dream. I think that is so key. And, you know, for those watching and listening today and tuning in on Facebook Live, it's whether it's a girlfriend or a spouse, they got to be on that same page.
I mean, you're exactly right. And what has been a great emotional feeling for me is the actual support from her.
Yeah.
Because anything that you do in life, I don't care what it is, if you have a support team behind you, you can make anything possible.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, absolutely. So this podcast is called Attention Equals Dollars. How do you get attention and turn it into revenue? Well, it starts off with having a great product. And I've eaten barbecue, thanks to my business partner, all around the country.
Right.
And I told, what did I tell you? When we came down, I was like, man, we don't do that many logo projects anymore. But I tell you what, my business partner loves barbecue.
Yep.
So thanks to Jeff, we travel all around the country. I've had barbecue from east to west, north to south. Your product is, I'm not kidding, it's the best barbecue I've ever eaten.
Thank you.
And I knew it was going to be good. I didn't think, being super honest, when I came in, I was like, it's probably not going to be the best thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Right.
I knew it was going to be good. When I had that first bite of the brisket, I looked at my dad and said, this is the best damn barbecue I've ever eaten. So when it goes to get, when you go back to how do I get attention, first off, you got to start with a great product.
Yeah.
Talk to me about perfecting that product, because we all have our skill. We all have our product. You've started with doing that in the garage. So talk to me about how you made that great product, because I know you're super proud of it.
Yeah, no, I'm super, super duper proud of it. And I'm super proud of our brisket. That is,
oh my God,
that's the
amazing.
Best thing that we make. If you ask me, if you ask anybody in the barbecue world, you know, you have a real pit master, right? is if they can actually smoke and perfect a brisket. It's the most temperamental meat that you can actually.
Really?
It's very difficult. It has so much. It has two muscles tied together with a piece of fat.
Okay.
And within that, one piece of the muscle has no fat on it. It's called a flat.
Okay.
The other.
Is that the flat iron steak?
Nope, it's just the flat.
Okay. All right.
And then it could be the flat iron steak. I don't know. But then the other. Then you got to get the flat. You got a piece of fat that joins another muscle. It's called the point.
Okay.
Well, that point.
You're making me hungry.
That point has intermuscular fat within it. So now think about it. You got a big 15, 16 pound beef or brisket separated by a piece of fat. One muscle has no fat in it,
yeah.
And the other muscle has a bunch of fat in it.
Uh-huh.
That is difficult to cook to make sure you don't dry this one
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you don't overdo this one into roast beef.
Okay.
So as a barbecue pit master, you can ask any barbecue pit master in the world. There is one thing that we do on a daily basis, and that is we are chasing perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Perfection. And here's the irony of it. What I think is perfect, somebody else may not think is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So as you go back to your question, is when I started this adventure, I did a lot of research, made a lot of bad briskets, and then I got to this point like, you know what? How do I like it? What style do I like? And how can I convince other people that the way that I do is the best way? And the way you convince other people that your way is the best way is by the end product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at the end, and the other challenge, and I've really experienced this in the first 5 weeks of owning the restaurant, is you have a lot of different commentary for different people. And like I said a moment ago, one person might like it this way, one person might like it that way, but you know what? I'm going to make it the way that I like it.
Yeah.
And perfect that product and perfect that recipe and entice people to say, hey, give me a chance. And tried my product the way I like it.
Yeah.
In my opinion, and a lot of opinions of others, it's the best I've ever had.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, is if you stay true to what your vision is and what you're actually looking for in your end product,
yep.
And you repeat it every day,
I've heard you talk about, you know, the barbecue pit masters are always chasing perfection, and to relate it back to the listeners and the viewers, and it's key. I don't care if you're developing an app, if you're, you know, building an interior design company, there's a lot to be said with what you just put out there. You're always chasing perfection. Yeah. Something key that Tyson said is he didn't wait until he had the perfect brisket to, all right, now it's time for me to open, because every single day you're still trying to find that perfect brisket.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, myself included, I've done it in the past. People try to find perfection before they get started. The true, not just pit masters, but the true masters of any craft, they're always trying to find perfection. I'm in an industry that's always changing. I cannot perfect Facebook ads because it's going to be different tomorrow.
Right.
I've always got to be chasing that perfect product all the way down to the perfect client experience. That's something that we've been chasing for years. How do we always make our clients happy?
Right.
So, you know, to relate this back to everybody, regardless if you're in the restaurant business or not, what you just said is huge. You're always going to be chasing perfection. So that, I mean, to start with, how do you make a great product? You can't be paralyzed by finding it before you get started. You got to get started, but then you can't just put the same thing out. You're always trying to make it better day in and day out. And I see you guys doing that from what Sean says, what you're putting on social media, you know, the fact that you guys sell out every single day, you're always trying to make it better. Talk to the viewers about, obviously, so we're, just so everybody knows, we designed the logo, we did the website, we're doing a lot of the targeted social media advertising. Yep. How big has social media, both what we've done and what you guys are posting on a daily basis, because you've got a big following now, how big has social media been in your community and surrounding areas to getting the word out there about Smoke and Bear's product?
So let me find an analogy for you.
All right.
I'm an analogy guy, and I can sit here until, as long as the day is long as, you know, twice on Sunday, I can sit here and tell you, yes, it's important. It's been everything. It's been, I can tell you all that things. Do you know the moment that I realized that it worked?
When's that?
On opening day.
Okay.
We opened at 11 a.m. on March 29th. And on opening day on March 29th, before we opened the doors, 45 minutes before we opened the doors, I had more than 100 people in my parking lot waiting to come in the doors.
That's amazing.
Now, on opening day, from 11 a.m., and we sold out at 1:30 p.m. In the, what is that, 2.5 hours? We served more than 500 people.
And
tell me,
you sold out at what time?
1:30.
Okay, now you told me the first time I came in there, when Tyson says he sold out, how much meat did you go through?
That was about 800 pounds.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So here's the thing. One of the reasons I was excited to bring you in, other than the fact that you've just got such an awesome product and you're an awesome guy, is you guys sell out every day.
Yeah.
And you're not going to sell out if people don't know about you. Because attention equals dollars.
Yep.
And if you don't have a great product, but you're not going to get the word out there about that great product, again, if you're talking in the wrong places. So you didn't initially go to a lot of the old traditional mediums. No. You went to where Sean reached out to me and said, look, we need, and when we met at your house before the restaurant was there, he said, we need to be where our customers are going to be. And now we strategically planned and we pushed for, you know, about a month, a little more before you opened.
Yep.
But you still continue every single day. You're putting content out there every day.
Yep.
And whether you know it or not, it's what's keeping you relevant.
Right.
You know, if I eat there on, you know, 3 Fridays ago, and all right, maybe I've had my fix of barbecue for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Things happen. There's a lot of places to eat, but you're consistently pushing stuff out there. That same person's going to come back in a couple of weeks. So you knew it worked when you came
on
to work that day.
Day
on opening day, and you were sold out really before you opened.
Right. So here's let me put a little bit more context into it.
Please.
I'm not from Bridgeport, West Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm from Northwest Ohio. I've only lived in Bridgeport, West Virginia for 6 years.
So it's not like you have this big group of high school friends.
No.
Yeah.
And the people that were coming, and then, so that happened on day one. And then on day two was Friday, March the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Happened again.
Mm-hmm.
Then again on Saturday, March 31st. March 31st happened.
Yep.
It happened again. And then it was great. So we strategically opened that on Easter weekend so we could have Easter off, celebrate the whole nine yards. But man, because of the amount of people and the amount of success that we had, we needed Easter Sunday off just to recuperate, debrief, and figure out what the heck just happened.
Yeah.
And, but even today, so even 5 weeks into it, on a daily basis, I've got 10 cars at my front door waiting for us to open up at 10:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what's happened. Is people understand, well, first of all, it's great social media. People know about us, and they know that we sell out.
Right.
And they know that there's a demand, and there's a supply.
Yeah.
And people have understand through the targeting advertising, the targeting marketing, everything that you guys have done for us, that people know if we don't get there between a certain amount of time, the food is more than likely going to be gone.
Yeah.
Which is great.
So it's building a sense of urgency with your product, which is something that comes natural with what Tyson has, but it's also delivering that message of the quality, what this product's going to do for you. In your case, you're going to have a great meal.
Yep.
It's going to get your taste buds going.
Yep.
You're going to leave satisfied. But the bottom line is, and you hit the nail on the head, and I didn't even think to ask you this. Tyson's not from the town that he runs his business in. Now, his business partner is, and he's a year younger than me, and he has a contact base, but every person that walks through that door does not know Sean, right? The reason they're walking through that door is because you've got a great product and because you've got the word out to the people that it matters most, and you've gotten it out in the areas that they pay attention to. I had a meeting earlier today with a gentleman that has an awesome business. He continues to buy other businesses, and he pulled, he was talking to us about website design. And he pulled an ad mock-up up that he was going to put in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asking me what I thought about it. And, you know, I voiced my opinion. I told him some things he could do with it. But the problem is nobody's reading the newspaper.
Right.
And it's not as mobile and as agile. You sell out every day. You post when you sell out. Mm-hmm. You can't post an ad in the newspaper telling people that you sold out today, which is that's what's going to line people up tomorrow.
Right.
Because if John didn't get his barbecue today and he sees that you sold out, well, John's going to get there 20 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour earlier tomorrow. So it's allowing you to be agile. How important is that for you to be able to, we run your ads, but I've seen you do a lot of organic social media.
Yeah.
How important has that been for you to be able to just say, hey, you know, Sean, or hey, Jake, or hey, I'm going to take the phone and I'm going to go shoot this content. You guys have been able to do a lot of really cool things with that. What have you seen from that, and how important has that been for you?
No, it's been extremely, extremely important. I believe a lot of the organic things that we do is heartfelt from us, from what we do and what we're experiencing on a day in and day out basis. Let me give you an example. Is when we first opened up, we did not have the ability to do pre-orders.
Okay.
we did not have the ability to do catering. So now that we have better aligned from a staffing standpoint, today, before I came down here, went to the restaurant, Sean and I posted a video on Facebook. When we posted the video about Facebook, we said, hey, listen, we can do pre-orders on the phone now. We can do catering business. Mm. Before I got down here, and it's only been an hour, there were like 40-some shares. Mm-hmm. There were probably 70 or 80 reactions.
Absolutely.
And probably 3,500 people had viewed the video already.
Yeah. You cannot get that on another medium. Billboard, amazing type of advertising. Radio, it still has its place. But no, including Google, no marketing platform is going to allow you to post something.
Yep.
And literally within a matter of minutes, there are people watching live right now on the behind the scenes preview of this for those watching. You can't do that somewhere else. So it's allowing you to be nimble. This new offering and you put it out there and immediately start to get an ROI.
You want to hear what else is awesome about it?
Yeah.
Literally within 15 minutes, I'm going to give a shout out to somebody now.
All right.
Within 15 minutes, Odyssey Rehabilitation in Bridgeport said, hey, we want to do a pre-order for 15 people next Tuesday. What do we need to do?
Yep, absolutely.
So, I mean, we took a minute. Post it.
Huge.
15 orders.
And just being clear, Tyson, this isn't what Tyson hires us for. This is organic. No. This is the, hey, I can pull my phone out and post something.
Yep.
There's organic social media. It's the free. It just takes your time to post. There's that. Yep. And there's paid advertising. What you guys have done really well is you don't just rely on us to do your paid advertising and that's it.
Right.
We do that. But you also take initiative to take that phone out and say, I'm going to post this right now, and it's drumming you business.
Right. Now, and I think from the things that I have learned, because I didn't really do a lot of social media stuff in my previous career.
Sure.
It wasn't as valuable to what it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have learned in the Facebook and the Instagram world is, we pay you a premium to do all of our advertising for us, our marketing, and do a wonderful job. But when I do something organic, I throw $150 on top of it to boost it.
Absolutely.
Because then that is giving me more of an outreach.
So let's talk about that because I get that question a lot.
Yeah.
Should I boost posts or should I run targeted ads? Should I hire you to do my targeted ads? The answer is really you should be doing both.
Yes.
So, and now more than ever with updates, Facebook makes updates every single week.
Yep.
One of the biggest changes has been they want to see people posting content consistently on their business pages, and then they want to see an effort to where people are taking a little bit of their ad spend and putting it toward boosting their posts. It doesn't have to be $100, like Tyson just said. It can be $3, $4, $5.
Yeah.
But what happens is it only makes your targeted advertising that someone like us are running, or if you can't afford an agency that you're running yourself, it only makes that perform that much better.
Right.
So 1% of your following, especially on Facebook, will see your content if you do not post consistently. And let's be honest, most of you watching today probably don't have a business that's as sexy or tasty as barbecue, right? So you're not going to always get the 40 shares immediately if you're a law firm. It's not reality. But the bottom line is you can absolutely move the needle. You've been such a great example of using that platform. And what's really cool is I knew that you didn't come from a business model to where you used it a lot before. We have a lot of clients in the insurance space.
Yeah.
And most of them don't understand it. Most of them don't use it. You came from that same niche, and you immediately pick up the thing that you know is going to work.
Yep.
And I follow you on Facebook. You're not super active on your personal account, but you know it's a business tool.
Right.
And what it's done for your business. Do you think your business would be? And you could. I want you to answer this honestly.
Yeah, I will.
Would your business be where it is today if you didn't use Facebook and Instagram? Not just us, the platforms in general. Would it be where it's at today?
So here's what I would tell you. Here's what I would say is I believe in my heart that our restaurant would not be where it's at today if we didn't use social media. I don't believe that it would be. And I can totally, I understand now to why the data suggests that 5% of new restaurants don't make it 3 years. I know that.
Wow.
5% of new restaurant businesses don't make it. And I have realized and have a better understanding of why that is.
Why is that?
Because
that's interesting.
I do a lot of data analytics. I'm an Excel spreadsheet guy. I know where every penny goes. I know what how much I make today. I know how much I spent today. I know exactly on a daily basis of how much money I need to make to pay the bills for that day. Mm-hmm. And when I get to that number, it's all gravy. It's going into my pocket. Mm-hmm. I know what those numbers are. Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough to be in the corporate world for the last 8 years of my 16-year career with my insurance background. Mm-hmm. They taught me how to run a business. They taught me how to build business models. Yeah. So it's extremely, extremely important to understand how much you need to make every day, where's your money coming from, this, that, and the other. But to answer your question, absolutely, there is no way that my business would be where it's at today without the social media platform. I also am learning just from the information that I'm gathering back from my customers or my guests is I need to expand even further to have an even greater outreach. So here's, if I were to have a recommendation for everybody or for anybody, it would be you have to incorporate a lot of different areas. Maybe it's a lot in social media because 80% of people are on social media. You got to dabble in a little bit of other places. Look at your demographics that you're going after. Do you have a 70-year-old on Facebook? Maybe not. How do we get to them? Yeah. So now I'm in the process of brainstorming to have a greater outreach. But still, at the end of the day, I'm still trying to get the attention equal dollars. Absolutely. Whether it's on the social media platform or it's on a different platform, I have got to make sure that I get that attention.
Some of the biggest things to understand is exactly what Tyson's saying, and it's not everybody consumes all of their content on social media. So I think that's something that people take what I say out of context sometimes. Sure. The easiest way to really map your plan, be the content, not the advertisement. So I would encourage you to reach out to Channel 5, reach out to the local CBS affiliate, local NBC affiliate, the two different channels, and I would ask them to be part of their content. There is zero ROI for you to buy TV commercials. You know why? Because my dad's 71. You know what he does? He says, Alexa, fast forward through the commercials.
Yeah.
Right? Or he says, Alexa, go to Apple TV. But what he will do, for those that are actually watching the news, they're watching the news. They're not watching the TV commercials. Right. You know why? Because they're tired of hearing the car dealerships scream at them. They're tired of seeing the insurance companies' advertisements that don't bring them value.
Sure.
So if you do something like on the Today Show to where they have, you know, the local a chef come in and prepare something for them, that's part of the content.
Right.
So be part of the content. I think that would be valuable for you to where you don't want to spend the majority of your ad spend on it. But guess what? For those that aren't necessarily that 85-year-old lady that isn't on Facebook because she doesn't know how to turn her phone on, she might be watching the news. She's not going to watch the TV commercial because even if she doesn't fast forward through it, she's going to get up. She's going to go do something. She might do her word search, but she's watching the news.
Right.
So it's if you can find a way to be part of the content, and that's something that we've done with your advertisements, and you've done a good job with your other advertising online, is we're not putting out advertisements for Tyson. We're putting out content that makes you say, damn, that looks really good. I need to do that for lunch. We show the barbecue going into the smoker.
Yep.
It's content, not advertisements.
Right.
Whether you're doing radio, whether you're in a publication, be an article, not an ad on the side of the page.
Right.
That ad's not going to sell anything for you. So I definitely would encourage you to do that. And I know you've got a lot of exciting things going on. What is next for Smoke and Bear? We were talking about a couple of things. I don't know if you can say it yet, but what can you tell people are next for your business?
So here's the thing. As an entrepreneur, I've got this vision. My vision has changed. My vision has changed because of the great success that we have had in the first 5 weeks. You know, you put this business plan together.
All it's been in total is 5 weeks?
5 weeks.
My God. I'm looking at my video producer, Aaron. That's insane.
Yeah, 5 weeks. So you build this business plan. You build this vision. And this is exactly where it's going to go. But then all of a sudden, within 5 weeks, your visions change. It changes, but it's changing for the good.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing to get your product out there. It's changing.
It's adjusting. More so than changing. Yeah, you're seeing what's happening and you're realizing that the roadmap has got to adjust a little bit.
Here's what I want to tell you. We are dabbling in the space of looking at a food truck. We have had a lot of requests of getting our product. Listen, in 5 weeks, I've had more than a handful of people say, hey, when are you going to open a second location in Morgantown? Mm-hmm. When are you going to open a second location here, there, and there? So we know from the feedback from the consumers of our product that we have a greater outreach other than just Bridgeport, West Virginia. Yeah. So right now, we are definitely looking at the food truck business. We're looking at getting our product out there. We started catering now, like I mentioned earlier. So really, we're taking the opportunities that are being presented to us and readjusting our business and our visions so we can go ahead and capture that.
I love that.
Because at the end of the day, I want to provide the best barbecue in the world to any person that wants to have it. That's my goal, number one goal. But number two, I'm an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I have a great enjoyment of building businesses. Mm-hmm. And of course, we want to make money.
Yeah, I love it. Tyson, you're someone I got a lot of respect for. And to be honest, when we've built this business, my partner and I have been through a lot of shit,
yeah.
Right? There's hard times that come in business, and you'll have them. Mm-hmm. I normally, even if they're a client, I normally would not ask somebody their business has been open for 5 weeks to come on the show and talk about getting attention and turn. The reason I asked Tyson to come on this show today is because bottom line, he's got a great product and it speaks for itself. He's not going to have the success that he's had in 5 weeks and then go away, because here's why. He started with a great product, mm-hmm. and he's always chasing perfection, and results speak for themselves. He sells out every single day, right? We have a lot of clients in the restaurant business that they get this push for like 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then they don't see the same people come back in all of a sudden.
Right.
You've got new people coming in daily.
Yep.
You've got the same people coming in daily. And you continue to grow and you continue to have success. And I think it's a great learning lesson. You said something, you had this vision, you planned, and then something that you didn't say, but I've seen, is you execute. Mm-hmm. You've got to start there. Whether you're in business or you're thinking about a business, you've got to have the vision, you've got to plan, and then you've got to actually execute.
Right.
And then you've got to have a great product, and you got to let the world know about that great product.
That's right.
So you're a prime example that whether somebody's in the restaurant space or a complete different industry, you're a prime example of somebody that knows how to get attention and obviously turn it into dollars.
Yeah.
So, man, it's been a pleasure working with you. Tyson's exhausted. He walked in, and I've been out of the office all day. I literally was in a beat-up polo. I've been in meetings. I was at a vet clinic today. I had cat hair all over me. I changed real quick. Tyson walks in. I said, man, how are you? He goes, dude, I'm tired. I'm tired. So he's got that entrepreneurship glaze in his eye.
Well,
I love it.
The thing of it is what people don't understand and realize in the barbecue world, we're pulling, especially at the very beginning, and you're getting people in the right people in the right places.
Yeah.
It's 18-hour days, 7 days a week.
Yeah, man.
So we're but at the end of the day, love, love, love what we're doing.
That's awesome.
Super excited about the success. Very, very humbled by it. We just want to continue, like you said, to execute going down those avenues. We're blessed, man. And I'm very, very fortunate to have had the opportunity to partner with Impact Media and yourself.
I appreciate that.
You, without a doubt,
it's been fun.
You guys made a difference.
Yeah, really, no, I appreciate it. And you're a fun client to work with. You're a great model of somebody that doesn't just utilize our service, but also pushes and understands the need of social media. And you're doing a lot on your own. And it's been awesome to see. So I'm looking forward to doing more with you. Guys, listen, if you're in the greater Pittsburgh area, if you're in West Virginia, you need to take time out of your day. If you're somebody local watching this in Morgantown, you need to take time out of your day to go down and have Tyson's product. It is the best barbecue I've ever had, and I've had it from Austin. I've had it from La Jolla, California. I've had it from all over the country, and it is the best barbecue I've ever had.
I appreciate that. So I'll tell you a quick story, right?
Yeah,
so I don't know if it's your videographer or your video guy. The guy's from Oklahoma, right?
Yep. I lived in Oklahoma for 5 years.
So he's from
I didn't know that. Yeah. Tell me something I didn't know about my senior video producer.
So
apparently he's from Oklahoma.
Yeah, your senior video producer's from Oklahoma.
Did you really?
So he came down, right? So he came down and his family was all there. But the first time that he came down, and I said, you're from Oklahoma, you had their barbecue, I want you to eat it. After he ate it, you know what he said to me? He's like, man, if you were in Oklahoma, you'd be putting some people out of business.
Have your parents had it?
Yeah, I took them down a couple weeks ago.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those watching or listening, Aaron is our senior video producer behind the director's set, and apparently he's from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And that says a lot if he's giving it that type of review.
Yeah.
So check it out. Those watching behind the scenes, you need to check it out. Listen, Tyson, where can people find more about Smoke and Bear online, your social media channels?
Yeah, so you can find us on our webpage is www.smokeandbearbbqwv.com.
Okay.
And you can find us at Smoke and Bear Barbecue BBQ.
No, it is smoking, not smoking.
Yeah, S-M-O-K-I-N.
All right.
B-E-A-R. BBQWV for our Facebook handle.
Awesome. And listen, if you got value from this show today, whether you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or listening on iTunes, be sure to like the Facebook page, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and then most importantly, on iTunes, the way that we find new people, the way that we can get this message out and help more business professionals just like you, like, not like, rate, review, and subscribe and share this with somebody. Tyson, man, it's been a pleasure. Looking forward to doing more and continued success,
thank you,
my
brother.
Friend.
Appreciate you.
Hey, we'll see you guys next time on the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. Have a successful day.
Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales, but the reality is it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is Attention Equals Dollars. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars.